Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we're glad that you could join us this morning for the May, whatever date this is. Is it 10th edition? That's for sure. Maybe 11th. I don't remember. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Well, the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine went to press on whatever day it was, Wednesday, I guess, so that'll be out next week. And we look forward to getting out and distributing it. Immediately went into the production of Maryland Hunting Quarterly, so we're looking for hunting pictures, and we're getting lots of them, lots of kids with turkeys and adults with turkeys and plenty of pictures of turkeys. And we've got some great stories coming up in there, too. We've got a couple of really good deer stories and some turkey stories and some other scope test on our hawk scope that we're going to be giving away here September, October, November. So we're hoping to secure that muzzleloader situation with the folks at CVA, and one way or the other we're going to give some muzzleloaders away. So whoever's calling my personal number right now, give the station a call at 410-922-6680. I'm on the air, 410-922-6680. I won't be able to take your call on my personal cell phone. So, interesting week, like I said, magazine production, and got to see a few folks around the state. Visited Bel Air Gun Range the other day and had a nice talk with Mike and a couple other places. So, anyway, let's talk to Glenn on the line. Good morning, Glenn. How are you this morning, buddy?
How you doing?
Doing all right, Glenn. Doing all right.
Cold. How about you? For you just lately?
Cold enough, man. I'll tell you, I got cold yesterday. I went to the kids' t-ball game last night. Grandson, granddaughter, both on the same t-ball team. Mm-hmm. She's 4 and he's 5. And it looked like a storm was imminent. I mean, the dark clouds were coming in, the wind was coming up, and I actually got chilly. I had a hoodie on, but anymore my legs get cold. Yeah. So, and people stand around in shorts and t-shirts, and I, you know, 60, even 60 degrees with wind.
See somebody with shorts on and a big real heavy coat on.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. It's kind of crazy to me, but that ain't me. I got to keep my legs covered up. So, yes, sir.
And my feet. Sometimes I need an extra pair of socks on my feet between my feet and hands. And maybe the small of my back I get cold.
Yeah, that's for sure. So they even make when you are hunting and you're sitting on a stand all day, the best thing to do for staying a little bit comfortable is to keep your kidneys covered up. You know, that low part of your back, like you said, that'll warm your whole body up if you keep that warm enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting. And I don't have any, excuse me for yawning. I don't have much fat left anymore. A little around my belly, but you know, when I weighed 305 pounds, I weighed 305 pounds. I'm right at 200 now. I had a 50 inch waist. I'm at 36, 38 right now. So, you know, half of me or a third of me is gone.
Yep.
That's for sure. So,
and there you hear somebody say, well, there's some. Maybe they're on the radio or something, and they say, oh, they lost 45-pound or something. Shit, I'll lose 45-pound. I ain't going to be nothing much
left of me. That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, I think I weigh about 120-ish, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling in this morning, Glenn, as usual, and we always enjoy talking to you. So
great.
You have a good. Oh, I need to announce. I need to announce the celebration of life for Robin is coming up next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
It's actually in Graysonville at the Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center. And that's 600 Discovery Drive. You have my personal number? You can always call me.
I think I do.
Let me ask you a question then. You don't text on your number, do you?
No.
Okay. Hold on a minute.
I mean, anyway, sometimes I think I get a bunch of texts, but anyway, on this phone, I don't know.
Let me ask you.
I just don't know how to get to it. My old phone, I can get to it.
Are your last four numbers or three numbers 425?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got your number. Mm-hmm. I'll call you.
Right.
All right, buddy.
Right.
All right, Glenn. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You take care. Uh-huh. Let's talk to Frank in St. Michael's. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan, my friend.
How are you, buddy?
Set the alarm just to, you know, get up and talk to you this morning.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. I tried to call you this past week or send you a text. Has your number changed?
Yes, I don't have a phone or a computer.
Neither one.
I'll get into the details, but I got to correct that soon.
Okay, I got you.
Sorry for missing you.
No, I sent you a message on the about the. I sent you a text on Robin's celebration of life, and
I know exactly where that place is. I used to deliver there.
Yeah, it's a great place, beautiful place. Robin liked it there, and we went there at least one seminar and one fundraiser with our buddy Rudy, and I reached out to Rudy to help me with that, and he did, and we were able to book that facility for next Saturday, 1 to 4.
I don't think you could have picked a better place, Al.
Oh no, there's no way. There's no, it was, you know, just supposed to be. It's a gorgeous place back there.
Uh-huh.
We had to go a little later in the afternoon because of the tide. If it's high tide. Yeah, the road is kind of covered up, so we'll be there 1 to 4.
It is a long dirt rail, long gravel road getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That it is.
Now, I wanted to offer my condolences.
I appreciate that, Frank.
And then a very short story, if you will.
Sure, go ahead.
It's from a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
For nurses.
Okay.
Second story in this book, and I wish I could remember the little girl's name. It's the second story, like I said. But anyway, this little girl had a terminal situation. I don't know where her father was, but I remember reading that her mother just surrendered and was left the situation. So the nurses at the hospital took over the responsibility of caring for this little girl.
Right.
And one of the nurses in particular walk this girl up and down the hall each evening, put her to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And one evening, the little girl just put her head up and said, "Holy God, here I go now," and laid her head down and went home.
Uh-huh.
And I think that is absolute proof of the other side, Alan.
Mm-hmm. There's no question. No question.
Yeah,
no question. I don't know if you heard story or read any of the you don't have a phone or computer, so you're not on social media at all, I don't think, but you know, no, there's no doubt in my mind. And I, you know what, I'm not gonna go over the story again. I'll tell anybody in person if they want, but it's a good story. So someday I'll see you, I'll talk to you about it. All right,
absolutely. Well, it was good hearing you, Al. Hey, right. Don't forget about Chestertown.
Oh, I know about Chestertown. How do I get a hold of you?
Well, I do have this phone. It's my mother's phone.
All right. Well, you call me. You call me some. Once you get your phone connected, you call me, and or call me on my home. I'm sorry. Call me on my cell phone. And leave a message.
Yeah, I tried calling that number. I was sitting here trying to call you on the show.
Oh, was that the number you called? Was that you? Is that the number you called from?
Yeah, it was.
Let me see. 151 is the last three numbers?
Correct.
All right. And that's the phone you're using right now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Be happy.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Please give us a call. I'd love to talk to you. We're giving away fishing tackle today, and I guess I should have announced that before Frank and Glenn called, but I think Glenn's already on it. And Frank, we'll get back. Frank will call back. I'm not necessarily today, but we'll get Frank on the drawing as well. Fishing tackle. It's a perch package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. Tim is out of town, and I imagine he would call in. I think he's on a cruise somewhere in the Gulf of America, I believe. Anyway, good for him. Good for him. That's one thing Robin loves to do was cruise. She really, really did. And we went on a couple of good ones. We went on one into the Caribbean and down through Florida, a couple stops in Florida. We got on a boat and went manatee hunting and actually saw one stick its head up, and then she was happy for that. We went into Maine and Canada and New England. We took that cruise, and that was fun in Bar Harbor. So, and other places along the way. I had some great seafood and some beautiful scenery up there. So, anyway, there were more on the docket, but it just wasn't to be. So the way I look at it right now, that Robin is seeing every wonder in the world from her perch. You know, she can see everything that's beautiful. That's for sure. And wonders beyond what we have here. That's for sure. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. How are you doing this morning, Aaron? You doing good?
I can't complain one bit.
Yep, that's cool. So one of our listeners, and I won't embarrass that person, suggested that this past week some of the folks at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's might have had some hand in installing the chimney on the Vatican because they're good at it. I don't know if that's true or not, but it was put out there that as they installed the chimney, they could see the logo on their shirt that said Hearth America. But I seriously, I don't know. But I do know this. As chilly as it was last night, I decided it was time to crank up the old gas fireplace insert here. And it's not an old fireplace. I mean, it was a 40-year-old fireplace when the house was built. But the gas fireplace insert is gorgeous. It came from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and it's a model EX35 from the folks at Enviro. And the reason we picked it, because it was so pretty, number one, but number two, the price was right, service was good, and the folks at the showed us gave us they were a wealth of information. They were highly qualified to talk to us about any and all of the inserts at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, you get a little chilly night like that, yeah, turn the thing up for an hour, and you're good. You're good. Heats the room up, and you're good to go. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation of this beautiful insert, and they can do yours too. Whether you pick pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, you'll be satisfied. Even a freestanding wood or pellet stove. Why am I talking about heat when we're on the edge of summer? Now is the time. Now is the time. Of course, there's, you know, all the sheds and furniture, Backyard Billy's, and chicken coops, and dog kennels, and gym sets, and Adirondack chairs, and all that. But you got to pre-plan a little bit because it'll take a minute for you to get that installation done. So talk about it now. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, backyardbillys.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. That number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America and Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. That's Route 50 at exit 44B. If you're coming from the bridge, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Clyde Sports Shop. Saw Mr. Clyde the other day. Had a nice chance to have a conversation with Mr. Clyde. And we talked about some browning and some fish and tackle and crabbing supplies and everything else that they've got there. And we talked about the optics and all kinds of good stuff. It was nice talking to Clyde, that's for sure. So fish for fish and tackle and crabbing supplies, there's no place better in the Baltimore area than Clyde Sports Shop. That's right. They have the rods and reels combos. They have the pen reels, if you like. They have the Fluger spinning reels featuring the President Series. They've got the ugly stick fishing rods. And don't forget to check out that great selection of St. Croix fishing rods. Live and frozen bait, plenty of minnows, the black salties for snakeheads and inland stripers. If you like those big old minnows, they're super duper. Fishing licenses and terminal tackle and lures and plugs and artificial baits for any kind of fishing. For rockfish, they've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, and the parachutes as well. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe, 21227 in Baltimore on that side. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. ClydeSportsShop.com. Been around since 1957. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first-name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Well, you know, Thursday a week ago, I went fishing on one of the local reservoirs, and we caught a good number of smallmouth bass. I think we wound up with 14 bed fishing. And my fishing partner was going to fish a tournament on Sunday. So we were fishing, but we were also exploring a little bit to see where the beds might be, so that when he fished on Sunday, he could locate a few fish. So he says, look at this stud I caught on Saturday, the day after we were there. No, 2 days after we were there. 6-pound, 21¾ inches. He told me the location. I said, that's great. I knew you were hiding stuff from me. He goes, you fished that log. And there was a 6-pounder sitting there. That would have been the biggest fish I would have ever caught, 21¾. 21½ right now, 21¾ would have been absolutely the biggest smallmouth over 6-pound that I would have ever caught. And Glenn caught it on a log I fished 2 days prior. Hey, that's fishing. You know what? All I could do was laugh and say congratulations, because I don't get upset with others' success. I really don't. You know, if I had the opportunity and the opportunity didn't show up, I'm fine. If, you know, I'm after a particular deer and someone else gets it, what do you want me to do? Get mad? No. No, you say congratulations, man. As long as it's ethical, fair chase, you know, the deer came to you and didn't come to me. You caught the fish, I didn't. And maybe the fish wasn't there when we fished it. You never know. So, anyway, congratulations on that 6-pounder. That's a nice fish. 410 WCBM 680, 922-6680 is our phone number. Now's the time to call. Give us a call. Talk about fishing, hunting, wildlife, guns, whatever you want to talk about. We'll be more than glad to talk about it. The one thing I did discover, there was a 40-year-old culture that was investigated, was sitting in a laboratory in a refrigerator somewhere. They're trying to grow something, 40 years old. And they discovered University of Maryland, UMCES, Chesapeake for Environmental Sciences, or so I can't remember what UMCES stands for. But it's the lab that's dedicated to marine life and things like that. They found in this sample a dinoflagellate, which is a little microscopic critter. And I can't say the name of it. I wish I could. I wish I had the paper in front of me, but I don't. The printed out version went to the designer when she was doing the magazine, and I don't have the magazine in front of me, but let me look and see if I can find it. Anyway, that little dinoflagellate has been responsible for many, 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 many fish kills. Many fish kills. How many of you remember the word fisteria? big thing about it. Oh, the chicken farmers, they were washing this stuff into the bay, and it was causing these fish kills on the lower shore, and fisteria was the cause of it. Nope. This other thing was involved. And we went to the Seebeck the other day to meet with the folks and talk about the celebration of life. And one of the biologists there was a friend of this guy, and I didn't get to meet him. I don't know where he got to, but he was very well aware of this, very informed in all this information, and said, yep. He said, I tried to tell him that fish kill on the gunpowder, if you remember that, and the fisteria hysteria back in the day was all caused by this particular thing. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. So let me see if I can find the name of it here real quick. I know where I can look at it on my phone. But I don't know how many of you all remember that, but I do. It was quite an event. As a matter of fact, the woman who perpetrated the hoax was from North Carolina, and she was trying to pin something on the pig farmers in North Carolina. And, this fisteria name was bandied about, articles written. She came and did a slideshow for the outdoor writers, and it was absolutely nuts. It's called Carlodinium venicicum. My Latin is not as good as the Pope's. Carlodinium venicicum. I don't know. But anyway, it mentions in this article that it was responsible for many fish kills, including the gunpowder, including the Carlodinium, I can't spell. I know, Rudy. I was trying. It starts with a K, by the way. Yeah, Carlodinium. That's it. Thanks, Rudy. Appreciate that. So, yeah. So anyway, maybe I need to go to, by the way, they found an animal there just outside of Rome. Unfortunate, some type of species that had no legs. It was a cervid. It was kind of like a deer. It had no legs. It had no eyes, and it couldn't hear. And one of the biologists that found it said to the other, What are we going to call this? And guy looked at him and said, well, definitely no idea. Definitely still no idea. 410 of WCBM 680. I know. I know. Come on, somebody. Give us a call here. Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, great, Alan. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
That's good. I was listening with great interest, that thing you were talking about. I thought that was going to be a joke because I thought you were saying dino flatulence.
No. Well, that, you know what, Chris? That's very possible. I told you my Greek wasn't that good, or my Latin wasn't that good. But, dino flagellant. I believe that means it's got two tails, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So that was found in a lab.
Yep.
In a culture, in a lab.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's... And as you were saying, all this stuff they started with about fisteria and all that. That's incredible.
Yep. Carlodinium turns out to be the culprit. That's for sure. How about that, huh?
That'll ever be widely broadcast.
Who knows? Who knows? But the fellow that was talking with Rudy about this said, I tried to tell them. So I don't know what that tells you. Carlodinium is the There will be a picture of it in Marilyn Loves Crabs because I thought it was interesting enough to put in there. So, attached to a prey, cryptophyte in the process of ingestion. How about that? So there's a picture of it, close up, a little thing. Looks like a bagel.
Huh.
So
I didn't catch where the lab was.
It's the UMCES, which is University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. Yeah, that's why it's in the article. That's why it's in the magazine. University of Maryland Center for Environmental Services or something, the Institute of Marine and Environmental Technology. From a 60-year-old Carlidinium culture kept at the UK's Plymouth Laboratory, a research team led by the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Sciences, that's it right there, discovered the cause of Chesapeake Bay's fish kill, which was originally blamed on another phytoplankton, which was the fisteria. How about that?
That's incredible.
Yeah, it says this organism can produce harmful algae blooms in abundance, as well as lethal toxin that has been responsible for fish kills around the world, including on Maryland's eastern shore in the 1990s. Now, you know, Boyd Pfeiffer, Bill Burton, Dr. Jim Guilford, who's the fellow that wrote the Chesapeake Striped Bass book? Why can't I say it? Lived here on the Eastern Shore. Come on. I took him on his last waterfowl hunt. Anyway, they were all at this meeting, and a bunch of outdoor writers, Mason-Dixon Outdoor Writers Association, and this woman that perpetrated this hoax was actually there with her slideshow, trying to get people to write about it. And some of them did.
This bacteria, or whatever it was released.
Dinoflatulence.
You know, it lived 60 years in a culture.
It did.
So... could that be, I know there's, what's that algae formation that's...
I don't know.
Very problematic. Red bloom or something?
Oh, the algae bloom? Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's the red tide, the brown tide, all those tides. Yeah, yeah. Well, this can...
Now, could that...
This could be a part of that, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's some very great information there, Alan. Thank you very much.
I was amazed. I texted Rudy right away. I said, check this out, you know. So and Dale and Rudy were – Dale, at that time, Rudy was actually in charge of fish kills. And Dale and Rudy worked together on that situation. And I guess that drove, you know, DNR nuts about all the publicity this thing was getting. Because all it was
– Sure.
All it was baby menhaden. All it was little – peanut bunker or whatever you want to call them in some one creek on the lower shore, and now the chicken farmers are getting all this bad press, and they had nothing to do with it. Yep.
Hmm. Yeah, that's really something there, buddy.
So the man that was on the scene, Mr. Rudy, is a buddy of mine, and he is texting me back and forth, and Dale, of course, you know. We kind of all get together and have coffee together every now and then. It's been a while, but that's going to start back up again here real soon. So, but anyway, I thought it was interesting. After a 60-year stay in the laboratory, the Maryland guys got a clue on what happened. Interesting, huh?
Very much so. Thank you, Alan.
All right, Chris. You have a great day, buddy.
Hang in there, old buddy.
Yeah, man. Janice, thanks for calling.
God bless you, guy.
All right. Thanks, man. We'll see you.
Yep.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right. Perhaps, John B., perhaps. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. All right. Well, summer is here, and that's going to be time for family get-togethers and crab feasts and, you know, cookouts and time with hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, on the deck, and I can help you with all of that. And so can the folks at Backyard Billy's. That's what they're all about. When you walk into the lot, you will see it covered. Literally, almost every square inch is taken up, other than the aisle you walk through. And you can walk around the tables and chairs, and they are the beautiful poly, indestructible stuff in every color imaginable. Beautiful colors. They've got high top little bars, you know, two-seaters, four-seaters maybe. They look like a surfboard. They've got crab motif. They've got blue heron motif in not only the tables and chairs, but also in the Adirondack chairs, the poly Adirondack chairs. And you know what those Adirondack chairs are. They're very comfortable. You just sit in them and you can fall asleep or sit on the deck and relax. Well, they've got thousands of those, or at least 1,000, the Adirondack chairs. But any configuration of square, round, octagon, hexagon, for a tremendous selection of tables and chairs. And they all match if you want them to. And they have some beautiful hardwood tables there, too. And regular picnic tables. And gym sets. And sheds. And gazebos. And pergolas. And gym sets. And sheds. And greenhouses. And dog kennels and chicken coops. There's an 80-page catalog of chicken coops. All kinds of dog kennels. All at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Well, Kent Island, Kent Narrows, whatever you want to call that area. I'll tell you, folks, a tremendous selection. Don't forget the barbecue grills, too. Traeger, close out on Traegers. They've got the Big Green Egg. They've got the Kamado Joe. They've got the Memphis. Memphis is beautiful. Stainless steel. You can make a whole deck cooking center on your deck or in your backyard with the stainless steel accessories that come with the stainless steel Memphis pellet grills. You sure can. Where is this place? It's called Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's. And if you need a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert, fireplace insert, or a freestanding wooden pellet stove, wood or pellet stove, they have that too. BackyardBillies.com. That's the website. Hearth America is the Facebook page. 827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. But it's actually a destination. Carve out a couple hours on your Saturday or your Sunday and head down there, or any day of the week. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B is the exit. It's called Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Coming from the bridge, right off Route 18, turn on Evans Avenue, turn on Drummer, and you're right there. You'll see it on your way by on Route 50. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is a fireplace. If it's anything for your backyard, well, Backyard Billy's is all about making backyards great again. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and bright sunshine. Dragging the line,
dragging the line,
dragging the line.
My dog Sam,
dragging the line.
All
right, give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Talked to my turkey hunting buddy up in Washington County who's been chasing turkeys all over the place, and it's possible that I could get a day this week. We'll see what the schedule looked like, and he called yesterday. Alan, is there any possible way you could hunt on Sunday? I said, let's see. Mother's Day, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 mothers I've got to deal with, and maybe 5. I'm not sure there. I'm not sure there if I'm going to be able to make that, so... He said, oh, I forgot about that. I said, yeah, but that's okay. No, we've got big plans this weekend for family get-together, so that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. And so there's that. But maybe this coming week. He's got a couple birds located. He said I left a stand the other day about, right before noon, legal. And he said I had to go back to the stand for something. I don't know if you forgot something. 10 minutes later, and he said there were 2 big longbeards standing there right in front of where I just left. I said, that's how it goes. And he called turkey and hear turkeys and not get, hey, I think he's killed 1 or 2, but I'm not sure. He hunts Pennsylvania, but he said they're strange. He said sometimes you go for a whole day and you don't hear anything. Sometimes, they'll gobble first thing off the roost and then you don't hear anything till 10:30, 11 o'clock. And I said, that's how it was. The 2 birds that I took with you, Bobby, was, 10:30 in the morning, 10:30 going on 11 when they showed back up. So I am looking forward to another exciting turkey hunt, hopefully. So we'll see. All depends on what family has planned. All depends on what the publisher or the printer has planned for me. So we'll figure it out. 410-922-6680. Hey, Kathleen, how are you? Free dive using a sling and tested all fish for ciguatera, a fish-borne illness caused by ciguatera toxin, CTX, produced by micro. Good grief. I can't read all that, Kathleen, but I will read it before the end of the morning, that's for sure. You are, Kathleen is using words that have big meanings. So I just don't have the time to focus on what she's saying there, but it sounds certainly interesting. Very interesting. So, talking about fish toxins, talking about a little bit of everything here this morning, but I feel like I'm talking to myself. So how about giving us a ring here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We do have time for at least one more caller. And got some news about a friend's 19-year-old son who was experiencing severe headaches and dizziness. They took him to the doctor and admitted him to the hospital. They discovered a golf ball size knot on his side with the bullseye ring, which meant tick bite. Did a couple spinal taps. Only one of them was successful, unfortunately, out of three. That was a week ago. He's still experiencing severe headaches. He's positive for Lyme. And, you know, they're treating him with some antibiotics. But imagine 19 years old, healthy, strong, and a tick bite brings you low. The boy was in, where was he? Wyoming, I think, looking for mule deer sheds. He went to Maine with his dad looking for moose sheds. And they got back in time to do a little turkey hunting and get in a fishing tournament. And somewhere along the line, either in the turkey woods here in Maryland or somewhere else, the young man seemed to be bitten by a tick and is still hospitalized. So prayers out for his name is Mason. So prayers, if you're praying, pray for Mason this weekend. He's still hurting, still severe headaches and barely able to talk and that kind of stuff. So we're sure he's going to recover just fine, but it's a tough road right now. So 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Oh, man, look at that. Yeah, you sent me that one. You sent me that one, Lee. I saw that one before, that's for sure. So, all right. Yep, coffee stat. Okay. Yeah, coffee stat. You're right. All right. Ah, there you go. Coffee ingested. More coming up after the break, that's for sure. It's been interesting on the text this morning while texting with you, trying to share a little bit of that interesting on the phone. But let's get, if you don't want to call right now and take the chance, you're certainly welcome to call and right after the news and be first up for the other side, that's for sure. Let's see. What else can we talk about? Somebody sent me a picture the other day, and it said, "Don't give a 6-year-old a cell phone. Teach him how to dig worms and go fishing." I will tell you. You know that I grew up in a couple of nursing homes, not as a resident, but my dad was the administrator, and we lived there on the grounds. Well, those nursing homes all had great big parking lots and driveways and things like that. And, man, on a rainy night, my dad and I would go out. We'd get our bait box, get our, what was it called? It was a fiberboard bait box and put with bus bedding in it. And we would go out there, and we would pick up night crawlers by the dozens, by the score, by the hundreds. And we had a 2x2 bait box. And we keep them there. We keep them in the cool garage on the grounds, and when we wanted to go fishing, all we'd do was grab our bait box and throw it in the back of the old Rambler and the Rambler station wagon and head to the Juniata River or wherever we were going that day, Glendale Lake eventually or whatever. But that was a great time, and I found out that the best way to pick up a night crawler is not with your fingers but with a girdle stave. Girdle stave was a flexible piece of metal, about 1/4 inch wide, very flat, rounded on one end. And the only thing I can think that would substitute that for that right now would be a zip tie. a zip tie would be a great way to pick up night crawlers off the pavement. It sure would. Then I learned how to catch them in the grass with a light in my bare hands. And you want to wait till, you know, you want to wait till, because they'll pop right back in. You hit a night crawler with a light at night, so you got to kind of go sideways with the light so you don't alarm them. You know, kind of give them a sideways view. The other thing you do is you wait till you see two of them coupled in the mating process, and you grab them right in the middle and slowly lift both of them out, and you get a two-for-one handful, and they go in the bait box as well. So, but, boy, those were good old days, going out in the driveway with my dad or by myself and taking a spotlight. There was a sawdust pile, and I used to catch night crawlers in the sawdust pile, mostly redworms. But one night I was there, and I had my little 9-volt spotlight, you know, with the big square battery, and I shined it up in the field, and there were eyes in the field, and I went, hey, you know what, I'm gonna see how close I can get to these deer. And I walked, you know, kept the light on them, kept, you know, they're basically blind when you got the light in their eyes, and it wasn't that bright of a spotlight and compared to today's light up a whole field. This is a 9-volt spotlight, you remember those. Walked up, kept walking, across the creek, kept walking, got up there on these two deer, and I decided I was in trouble. It was 2 8-points with a doe in between them. I said, you know what, I think I'm going to back out of this situation. And I did. Turned the light out, let them do what they wanted to do, because I did not feel like being in between two bucks that were fighting over a doe. As a kid, I had that intuitive thought that that was a smart thing to do. Hey, well, there's the music. Listen, get out, stay safe. Remember, your family is everything. Almost. You got to love the Lord. We'll see you in the next hour.